One never would understand the depth of one's love for Baba. And over the years, we used to see people coming, thousands of people coming to Baba, bowing down to Baba. And from the way that people bowed down to Baba, one could at times assess the depth of his love for Baba. One could tell at once, you know. But in a rare soul would come, you know, would be absolutely without any ceremonies or without anything, just bow his head down and go away. And when such a soul, a great soul, would come, you know, who did no ceremonies, no show, nothing at all, no crying, no tears, nothing at all, when such a person would come and bow down, Baba would do this gesture. You know what that means? That he is a gem. In a ring you wear a gem. So he'd point out here, you see, Baba mostly talked with his eyes to his intimate mandali. To the rest of the people, he would have to say gestures, I mean, make all these gestures so that the interpreter could interpret to them. But to the intimate mandali, Baba would be always talking through his eyes or through his facial gestures. He didn't have to tell much, you know, because we understood things. And he would do this, and we'd know. I remember once one man came along, he bowed down, and Baba did this, and I nodded. You know, it was all so quick, and so, you know, in such a way that nobody else would notice what is going on between us, you know. And Baba says, "Do you know him?" I said, "No, Baba, how would I know who he is?" Well, Baba said that this man is from way south of India. Then Baba related his story. He went away and sat down somewhere. Nobody knew who he was. And Baba began to tell about his story, that this man is from south of India, and that he began to love Baba so intensely that he a very rich man, a very, very rich man, that the whole day he would devote to sitting in one room thinking of Baba, reading of Baba books and this and that. And his family somehow didn't like this at all. And so one day or other, they said, "Well, you're of no use to the house at all, and so it's better that you get out of the house." And this man just clean walked away from the house. He didn't bother about his money, he didn't bother about anything. His love for Baba was so great. He went off into the jungles there. Baba has been to this particular city very often. And he went out into the jungles, and he would sit there and sing Baba's name all the day long. Trains, helicopters, everything seems to be disturbing. When they, what's this? Well, Baba said that he used to pray and sing Baba's name in the forest. He had nothing to eat. He would just, these are exact Baba's words, he would eat leaves from trees, you know, and roots. He would dig out roots and eat these roots dry and drink from a well. And that's how he spent his days. And then, as luck would have it, one day, you know, anyone who loves Baba very much always suffered most. That's my observation, and that's what Baba always said. Because Baba always shared his suffering with him. And this man had to evidently suffer more. He had left his house, he had left all his riches, he had left everything and gone away to the jungles. And there one day he got a stroke. He got paralyzed on one side. And then he couldn't get up to break even the leaves. He couldn't go to dig this thing, and he was starving there. Any passerby would go along once a day or maybe twice, once in 2 days. He would look at him and say, "Why are you lying here?" He says, "Oh well, I'm happy you're here." Always smiling, never did he ever complain to anyone. And the passerbys would break some leaves for him or dig up something for him and bring some water for him, and that's how he lived for some days. And then he began to move a wee bit, you know, just on the ground. He couldn't walk. He could just, you know, drag himself on the floor, and he would go to the well. Baba says he would pull out water with one hand from that well, fill up a small glass, keep it there, the whole day sing Baba's name and drink that water as the medicine. And Baba says, today he's absolutely all right. And he came there walking. All that he had was a stick in his hand and a little limp. But one could never say that such a Baba lover, really, who had never made a show of himself, no one of us ever knew who he was. And there, Baba knew who he was. Baba would immediately pick up persons because he knew his past, present and future.